Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Welcome to the old pod. We're back. We went away for, well, we recorded 4 episodes, then we got into some legal ramifications, and one of us almost went to jail, and so we had to take those 4 episodes down and destroy them in a field with explosives, and then we're starting anew. We're starting afresh. And I am Maggie Ferris, and I'm here with Julie Bain. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So good. So I'm glad to be back.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and we're also here with Pasha. Hi, Pasha.
Hi, Maggie.
How
Hi,
are you?
Julie. Great. How are you?
Good. I have, right away, I want to dive into this, Julie, and that is Pasha, our newest budding comedian. Last night we did a show in St. Peter. And Miss Pasha did 5 minutes and crushed it.
I love it.
It was really
That's
fun.
That's so exciting.
Really
it was
fun.
A fun show.
And she did some new stuff.
That's what she told me ahead of time.
Oh, she did. Yeah, she already told you. Oh, fine.
But we need to tell the listeners.
They we do. She crushed it. She was great. And it was really fun. And it was a really good room. And she didn't have to go up cold, which was really nice. And it was just best case scenario all the way around.
Love it.
I'll show you the video later.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
It's exciting.
Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay, Pasha.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
We're only going to keep pushing you so that you can open for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Until we open for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you've done that. I want you to do it more.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
You ready for the holidays?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get to do your Toys for Tots stuff?
Yes. We went to Toys for Tots and we dropped off stuff at Care 11.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. And then, yeah, we did that. And
cool.
Then we also did Holiday for Heroes where we went.
What's that? Oh, that's where you go shopping with the kids?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's police officers and firefighters and you get assigned a kid. And we got $400 for each kid.
No way.
Yes.
So who tell us about your kid?
Oh my gosh, he was so cute. So he came and then he brought his older brother, which I think is great because I would not drop my...
Right.
You know what I mean? Like in this
How
day
old
age,
was he?
He was 8.
Okay.
And his brother was like 16.
Oh, nice.
And then they came shopping, but it was funny because he's like, I can get anything I want. And we're like, yeah, but you need to get more. Like we're spending $400, so you need to like... And he's getting like $10 toys.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, you need more. Like, so.
Do you like Xbox?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he bought his mom a really nice set of headphones. Like, he called her to see what she wanted, and she didn't have anything she wanted and stuff like that. But the amazing thing was when we were at Target, because Target's one of the people that gives us money, there was a lady that came up to my husband and said that she was one of those kids
no.
back in the day and how. Yes.
How
and
cute.
Yeah. And she said for her, she didn't get toys because they needed clothes and stuff like that. So that's what, and it just breaks your heart. But
right?
She's like, she married a great man and then she's doing great and
oh,
was getting
good.
All this stuff for her kids. But it's like so
how fun.
I know to see that in like real life. Like
how many years see, ago had she?
A long time ago. Like,
okay.
Like 20 some years
What's
ago.
What's the program called where cops and firefighters take kids shopping?
That's what it was.
That's what
so
we're
what's
talking
yeah.
about.
This is called Holiday for Heroes. It used to be Shop with a Cop, but now
okay.
they've combined it to do it with firefighters.
Did you get to shop with a cop?
No. A couple years ago, the year Michael died, the guidance counselor at my daughter's school signed her up for that.
Oh, nice.
So she got to go and buy presents for like me and...
Was it in Eden Prairie?
Hopkins.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's an amazing program. So, and then
but
afterwards,
she probably didn't get paired with Carter.
Probably not.
No.
Wouldn't
no.
that have been amazing?
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we, and then afterwards we go and have Devani's. We have a big like pizza lunch and stuff like that. And
nice.
Then the mom came up and introduced herself afterwards and she could not be more grateful. Like it was just like tears at your heart. Like, she's just like, so, thank you so much. You know what I mean? And she, I was like, ugh.
Isn't it nice that there's nice things out there people can do and that they do yes. do? I mean, yes. that's like, I'm sure a ton of money and energy and yeah. that people give to that.
Yeah,
it's
and so
wonderful.
Like Target and Shields both donate, and then there's a private, like they raise money or whatever. So okay. $400 a kid, but that's huge.
Yeah.
When you have nothing.
It's
you know what I mean?
Ginormous.
Yeah. yeah. So. It was like one of those things that we love doing every year, and it just like makes the holidays.
That's really cool. Is that yeah. when you got to ride in the Bearcat?
No, I rode in the Bearcat to Care 11.
Okay.
To
did you, deliver the do you toys. Always feel like a badass when you ride in a Bearcat?
Well, we've only done it 2 years, but yes, I feel like a badass. Like we're going to like drive over. And then everyone wants to take pictures of it. It's so funny because the other police departments want to take pictures of it.
Really?
And it's like, so I was sitting in there.
The Bearcat's popular.
Yeah, I was sitting in there with one of the other wives while the husbands went inside of the police department to, like, socialize beforehand. And people are coming and, like, taking our pictures.
That's we're so funny.
Sitting in there like, we're going to be in your photo, I guess. So, but they get very excited about seeing a big.
Do you ever get to drive it?
I have not, but I have driven a police car before.
Have you really? Mm-hmm. Did you drive it on, like, one of those courses?
No, I drove it out of a parking lot because I was on a... ride along with my husband, and then they got a SWAT call out, an unbarricaded suspect. And so some of the cops parked right up front in front of other cars or whatever because they were just going to run in until it turned dangerous. And so then they had to evacuate the building and move all the cars. So then one of the cops was like, can you get in that cop car and move it? And I was like, I don't think we're supposed to do it. He's like, yeah, we need to move like
now
all the cop cars so that everyone can get out of there.
Is that what you were in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I see?
They're like big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll post a picture of a Bearcat on our website.
Yeah.
Which
the,
is...
They're the Lenco Bearcat from, I think...
Where I work, the troopers have one stored in there, so
yeah,
I see it all the time.
Yeah, they have a maroon one, right?
Yeah.
So
they have this thing on the side that looks like it could be like some sort of an anchor or some sort of a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what that thing is, though.
They have so many things in there. They have like a little porthole or whatever up top, and you can like go up top. And so some people, because... Then when the husbands were doing their thing, like we were sitting inside at Care 11, like in the parking lot waiting to leave, and people wanted to look inside. We're like, yeah, come on in, like take pictures, do it. Because people get so excited.
Yeah.
They don't have one. And
I don't have one. I have very good news.
What is it?
So I'm looking up information about the Bearcat. And you know how when you Google, it'll offer questions that other people have Googled?
Yeah.
One of them is how much does a Bearcat vehicle cost?
It's a lot.
No more than $350,000. And it is legal for civilians to own.
That's going to be the new Hummer.
Civilians to own an armored car in the United States. If you have the budget and desire to own an armored vehicle, you have that privilege.
No way. I want one.
Got to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Top speed is 90 miles an hour. I didn't think it could go on that fast.
They drove it cross country. Like he flew out there with his sergeant, and they drove it back cross country. And I was like, you should try and like run a food truck out of it and just see if people would
buy
it.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Wouldn't it be funny?
When I was going to do my cookie truck, I was going to do like Cookie Thief and do an armored car.
Oh, I love it.
A regular old armored car. But I think it would have taken me years to cut a hole for the window because that steel's so thick.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
It's bulletproof.
But no one's stealing those cookies.
It's cookie thieves.
I mean, they'll still get the catalytic converter because that happens.
Oh, yeah. That's easy to access. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So that's been my holiday. How about you guys?
I think we're just ready for it. We're going to eat some good food, and we bought some crap presents at, they're not crap. It's good crap.
Five Below.
Oh.
You know, I swear that's like a fancy dollar store. It's like... Marshall's meets a dollar store.
I've never been inside.
Oh, really? You would like it. If you like Sierra Trading, you would like
Five Below. They have all kinds of interesting snacks in there.
Do they?
Tons and tons of candies.
Oh, my gosh.
You will like
it. I'll do it this week.
Mm-hmm. And nothing is more than $5, except
that's
everything we bought was more than $5.
These pajama pants, and they're $5, and they're soft and comfy.
That's amazing.
How come, though, everything was more than $5 today? Isn't that the motto of the store?
Well, it was more than $5.
Yeah.
Well, like those bags I bought were $5.50 and those blankets were $5.75.
I don't know.
I don't either. That seems like
well, I mean, it's like Dollar General. Everything's $1.25.
Well, they should call it $1.25 General.
I know.
Dollar Tree.
Oh, Dollar Tree. Yeah. Did I fucking
Dollar, well, they should Dollar call it General $1.25
like,
Tree.
I think they have like all kinds of different dollar amounts.
Call the General.
I hate that commercial.
Is that a different General?
Yeah. Isn't that the one with the shack?
Yeah. Oh, she got the receipt.
Oh, we're going to look
all
at
right,
it.
Cool.
We're going to see what things.
This That's better come out after long, Christmas, though, or all our listeners will know what they're getting
long
for Christmas.
Receipt.
There were a few things that you paid $5.55 for, one thing you paid $5.95 for, and everything else was under $5.
Well, it's still a crock of crap.
Well, maybe. Maybe it was so far under $5 that they just averaged it out. Five below.
52 yeah. cents.
Yeah.
$5.50.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get you the average $5. See how long that receipt? That's like a CVS receipt.
Oh my gosh.
Jinx.
I got to go there this week. I'm so excited.
It doesn't count if you.
Wait a
Maggie,
minute.
What?
No. The rules always change okay. in jinx no. when you lose.
No.
Yes.
A tie cancels each other out.
That's what jinx is. It's a tie.
No, but when you say the same thing at the same time and you jinx at the same time, it just cancels. And
this
you can
is
both,
once again.
And you can both talk.
This is once again a new rule.
Maggie doesn't understand rules. The rules.
It is Osseo rules.
She doesn't even understand the rules for the games my kids play in the car. Like, you know, slug bug.
Yeah.
You call out the color of the slug bug and you hit somebody.
The crap out of them, yeah.
Well, my kids also play yellow car. Which when you see a yellow car, you just say, yellow car, and you get a point. There's no hitting. Maggie got really excited once in the car and said, yellow car, and punched the shit out of my arm.
that might be
not
true.
How you play that game.
That might
kids
be true.
Like,
I wasn't
the kids
sure.
are calling the cops.
Yeah. Isn't there some sort of other twist in yellow car, though? If you see a yellow car with something or a yellow truck.
No,
or...
you can say yellow car slug bug and then you can hit somebody if it's a yellow slug bug.
Do you get double points?
No. You just get a yellow car point and a slug bug point.
I'm sure when you're playing, the rules change back and forth.
Just because you can't remember what they are doesn't mean they change.
What do you call me? Forgetful?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you play horse?
What's that?
It's like where you see a horse and then you're like... And then you call out horse, and then how many horses you see.
You say the number, or you have to say horse each time?
No, you say, like, I think you say horse, and then you say, you count the number, and you get that many points.
Oh.
But then if there's, like, a cemetery, then you're like, cemetery, bury all your dead, and then all the horses die, and you start over.
Why is it so morbid with the horses?
Why are you killing horses out here?
It's a church game. I don't know.
It is not a church
it
game.
It is. It was from a church road trip.
Yeah, but nobody...
Well, no, I don't think...
I didn't grow up
the
in
pastor
that church.
Like,
was like, play this game, kids.
But you don't think church is morbid, like with Jesus on a cross everywhere?
I mean, yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
So? But how do you think they wouldn't make a morbid game?
I suppose. Do you know any other morbid church games?
No, but I can come up with them next week.
Okay, that's your assignment, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Google morbid church games. God, that's weird to even Google. Isn't it? Do you really want that on your search history?
Oh, there's worse things on my search history. that would just take me to the other side.
Maybe that's what we should do if you ever die. At your funeral, we'll read your search history.
I hope if I die, I die and my phone just dies with me. Like I just like...
It's not gonna, girl. Drown. What's
or
your
something.
Passcode?
Nope. It's so bad right now.
There are church murder mystery party games.
What is that just church trying to be cool?
Shop downloadable murder mystery party game kits for church events, conservative themes, and non-murder games available.
Non-murder, because murder's too rough.
The non-denom that don't like
sure
Halloween and stuff like that.
Fun for your next religious gathering.
What other fun can you do at your next religious gathering?
Can I talk about my religious thing this week?
Hold on, let me say the names of these games real quick.
Yeah.
These are the murder-free games.
Okay.
Toy chest trauma. The great canine follicle debacle.
Is that dog hair?
These
I
are
guess.
Not
okay.
Oh, wait for these two. The thing in the cellar.
I want to write these.
And there might be no Christmas.
Oh, my God. Those are hilarious.
Those are amazing. The non-murder ones. There might be no Christmas.
I might want to make up a... church game.
Oh, I just want to write the names of them. Those are hilarious.
Those are the best.
Read the follicle debacle again.
Well, then let me scroll back up.
That one was funny.
The great canine follicle debacle.
Who came up with that? Couldn't they say canine? Dog hair situation. Yeah.
I want to see how to read more about these.
They were trying for alliteration and it didn't work.
That's really funny. Okay, tell me about your church thing.
So this week in confirmation, one of the girls was like, it's Taylor Swift's birthday today. And so she was all excited. And I was like, do you want to sing happy birthday to Taylor Swift at the end? And she's like, yes, can we? I'm like, yep. And then this other girl's like,
of course.
I'm not singing. And I was like, why? She goes, because Kanye is better than Taylor Swift. So then we got in a huge debate over who is better between Taylor Swift and Kanye. And then it turned into who's more satanic, Taylor Swift or Kanye.
Who is?
Well, some of the girls felt, a couple girls felt like Taylor was because her fans have some, I didn't really follow all of it. It got way over my head. But they were really good, for 12-year-olds, they had some really solid arguments.
Really?
And I just let it go because it turned into like, you know, Kanye's changed and he's a Christian and, you know, forgive and forget. You know what I mean? But I mean, they still made, they still made good arguments about like loving everyone and for forgiveness and stuff like that. And
that's
so I was
so
like,
funny.
I mean, we're not cracking the Bible today. We're just going to debate.
Do you ever crack the Bible?
Hardly ever.
Yeah, that's probably.
But when we do, a couple, there's a couple like goody two shoes who want to read all the time. So, but the last couple of weeks we did make blankets for this place called Prop. We made tie blankets too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So we spend our time doing that to donate and stuff like that. So yeah.
That's adorable.
It's really, yeah.
How, do they do this like the entire school year? The confirmation?
Yes.
And how old are these kids?
My group is 12 and we do it every Wednesday morning.
Pause. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your headliner last night was an ex-lawyer at Goonies.
Yeah.
Did he do law jokes?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And then he's got a shirt that says, Better Call Paul.
I'm assuming that's his name.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a cute shirt.
No, it'd be funny if it wasn't.
It's Ryan.
I really wish my name was Paul, so.
That's really funny. Boom. All right. So what were we talking about?
I think we were just talking about church stuff and confirmation and.
Tell me more about how you live stream Christmas.
Okay, so well, it's not like I don't live stream the whole thing, but like the church I grew up at is really big and they're really good at doing Christmas in general because they have services from like every hour from 2 to 10. So it's 35 minutes
on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So it's 35 minutes on the dot.
Is this like a mega church?
It was a mega church before it was a mega church. Like they don't have like a coffee shop.
Do they have a band?
They have a choir that I was in.
But they don't have like a rock and roll band that sings rock and roll.
It's not like the Righteous Gemstones.
No, it's not like that at all. Okay. No, but it's more
stadium
traditional.
Stadium seating?
More, nope. Yeah, it's more traditional and stuff like that. So
pews.
Yes.
Did you say pubes?
No. I said pews.
They do, that makes more sense in this context.
They might have some pubes. I don't know.
I'm sure everyone has pubes except those with trichotillomania.
Oh, God.
Is that?
That's when you pull your hair out.
Oh.
I was trying to think of the other word. Is it alopecia? Where you,
Yeah.
So you took the, figured out the harder words.
Yeah. Trichotillomania? Yeah. But I also thought it was funny because you would have to yank out your own pubes.
Yeah.
Ouch.
By hand.
Ow. Yes, ow. Yes. Even one.
Also for Christmas, I make church bingo cards that we play.
Wait, so finish the live stream first and then go back to church bingo.
So I take video. So we have to get there super early.
Because to Christmas Eve service.
Because that's how my dad did it. Like, we had to get there, like, super first service, very early.
Okay.
Like, front parking stall. Like.
So what time do you get there? Like, 6 a.m.?
No, so it starts at 2, so we'll get there by, like, 12:30.
Oh, my God.
Do you get the front spot?
No, but we don't sit in, we don't sit in the front anyways. We kind of sit in the middle.
No, I mean parking.
Oh, no, even then we don't get the front. Because there's a few people that have dropped off their kids for choir.
Okay.
And they just stick around. Sure. So they.
And live stream?
No. Nobody, I think I'm the only one that does.
Do you have a following?
I did have people watch, because I was live streaming on TikTok in the beginning before, like, it started getting busy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then once people start coming in is when we start playing bingo.
Okay.
To, you know, like.
So, like, a bingo piece square would be, like, priest drops Bible.
Yeah, or, like, the pastor work in the room, like, he's at a fundraiser or something like that. Or, like, one I always love is, like, kids home from college that talk like they've just, they know everything. You know what I mean? Like that.
Nice.
Or also when kids ruin the illusion for the grandparents when they come in and they're like, what is this place? And the grandparents are like, what, you haven't been coming here every week? Like, since the last time?
Because their parents told them they were.
Yeah, because their parents tell them that.
Oh, yeah, we go to church.
Yeah, and the kids are like, where are we?
Oh, my God, that's funny.
So things like that are like, ugly sweaters or like because it's kind of a fancy older church, like a lot of like fur coats. It's like
really
old school Dayton's Oval Room fur coats, lots of perfume. Yeah.
How many people at the service would you say are over 65?
What I don't percentage? Know if there's that many because it's like big, huge families that come usually. It's like the one time. But the one that always gets me is people that come in at the start of church and think they can get a seat in the main sanctuary.
How dare they even?
Exactly. Come on. I've been here for 90 minutes.
Get upstairs or get out.
Exactly. Jesus sees you and he's like,
but the Lord is disappointed in you.
Yeah. Lord is so disappointed. He's like, listen, this is my birthday. Show up early or come to the next service that starts in an hour.
But so how do they do the turnover? Does everybody just file out and then the new people file in?
They start playing closing time, and then and then everyone walks.
Time for you to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
Does God himself sing closing time?
He does, yeah.
Wow.
He comes out and makes it. He
bellows down from the heavens.
Yep, and there's all this like smoke and
mirrors.
My
God, I want to see that.
And then
really
he plays.
That would actually be harps.
Yeah.
That would actually be a really funny sketch.
It
like,
is.
How do we get people to leave church easier or better? And then
closing time.
He's kicking people out into the parking lot.
Oh, that's funny. Or you could just have church beers in the parking lot.
Tailgate.
There
for Jesus' birthday.
But they needed to get out of the parking lot because they need to turn. So maybe
isn't
you have
that
to go
when they do, they hire like parking lot police and stuff?
They
to
they hire
off
duty police officers. Yep.
How many do you think they have?
I don't know. I could ask my friend. He used to do it because he worked for Minneapolis. But
well,
yeah,
give me
have,
a
tell him to just
three
hire
or 12. Have like 20 people in the parking lot.
Tell him to just hire some teachers at my son's school that do parking lot pickup because they do not fuck around.
Oh, really?
Is
they
that true?
Will whistle and scream and point and
the teachers.
The teachers out there doing it.
Wow.
Do you think they're that aggressive in class? Like,
I hope not.
Your son is coming home with bruises.
He's learning nothing.
Like you turn in off of a pretty busy road, and all these cars are lined up along the school, and they won't let the kids walk past a certain point on the sidewalk, even if their parent is right there. You got to wait till it pulls up more. Like one day I was like right behind that point, like the front of my car was lined up with that point, and Lincoln was getting in.
Oh, God.
And my son was getting in, and the teacher just starts blowing the whistle nonstop, pointing at me with one hand and going like this, like waving their arm in a circle, telling me to go. My son is standing there. My son is standing there not knowing what to do, and he's looking at the teacher, and he's looking at me and looking back and forth, and he's almost on the verge of tears.
Oh, no.
And I went, just get in. It's okay.
Mommy says it's going to be all right.
Yeah. Like, listen to mom, not that mean teacher right now.
It reminds me of your doggy daycare pickup story.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Don't you have to, like, do it in a very specific way?
Yes, because you have to call or text in because they have socially selective dogs that can only be around.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's why you do it like that. But, yeah, so you have to, like, be first in line and then call and then go in. But there was one time where I was dropping Emmett off and the guy in front of me in his
Don't
Tesla.
You mean your son?
My first son. And the guy in front of me, Emmett gets really excited when we get like within a mile there. He's like sure. whining and like bouncing. And the guy in front of us, he locked himself out of his Tesla. So he had to like text Elon Musk to get him to like beep him back
Doesn't
in.
Doesn't he X him?
Yeah, he X's him. And okay. then Emmett was like barking the whole time. Like, come on. Like everyone was like annoyed. Come on, dude. Move it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How do you lock yourself out of your Tesla? You exactly. think they've had like eyeball scanners on there or something.
Right.
Retina.
They have cameras all around it. They right. should have yeah. fingerprint scanner.
Some sort of biometrics.
Yeah. And you're in there for 2 seconds. I don't lock my car. I just grab my stuff and go in.
No. We were talking the other day about how the self-driving cars can't even recognize emergency.
Oh, yeah. It was like a couple months ago. That I think it was out in California. This Tesla, somebody was in their Tesla and they had put it on auto mode and so they weren't paying attention and it was on the freeway and there had already been an accident and all these emergency vehicles and cop cars all lined up with their lights on over to the side, but some still in the lanes of traffic and all these cops walking through there too. And the Tesla could not recognize that the lights on these cars are emergency vehicles. It didn't recognize any of these cars and just plowed right into them.
No, do you think the person turned it off though? Like, you know, like on our Subaru, you can turn off like the like.
Then you would visually see them and slow down.
Yeah, he wasn't driving. It was an auto mode on the car.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you can like on our Subaru, you can turn off. Like, it tells you like when you go over the line, and you can like turn off all that stuff. So, what if he turned it off? But then he was like a ding dong and still wanted to do auto drive.
Well, that would be very stupid.
Exactly. But men are not always bright.
Yeah.
Are we sure it was a man who plowed into them?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Well, I don't even need to know the story. And I know.
Well, Casey was saying, we did a gig with Casey Fleshlight, and he was saying that he can't wait till like the cars that don't even have drivers in them pick you up. Like the Ubers and stuff.
Oh.
And aren't there some out there now?
California. Yeah. I think they're called like Waze or something like
and
that.
And I'm like, I'm terrified of that. I would rather have control and drive.
Yes.
Because it's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And how do you know they're not going to drive you into a river or something?
He said he, right. Well, he said he rented a car somewhere too, where it had all that lane shifting technology and all that. And he said it had such corrective steering to keep you in the lane that you only had to touch the steering wheel. Just have like the slightest pressure on it to make it work.
Waymo. That's
Waymo.
What it is.
Waymo.
Waymo.
What
I'd be Waymo nervous to get in that car.
A little late, but... Very good. That was a very good one. I'd be way more nervous. Car. Oh, you're such a goon. Yeah, I don't really. I remember hearing about like when I was driving a big rig, they had the technology where if something was in front of you, it would automatically brake.
Yeah.
But then I heard of all these horror stories where truckers would exit, and if it caught the guardrail, like a view of the guardrail, it would slam on the brakes on the exit. So if it's a little slick or something, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get rear-ended, you know?
That's scary.
It is. I mean, all that stuff kind of scares me. And I think that's why it's not widely available. I don't think the technology is quite there yet. They keep having, I mean, I keep hearing accidents with, what do they call it?
Driverless cars.
Thank you.
Or autopilot. So Basha, do you worry about like your son learning, not having you even learn to drive because everything will be like driverless and what's the point?
I don't think so. I think I'll still learn to drive.
I'd still want my kids.
I think you still have to know in case all those systems go down or in case.
It's like long division. You may never use it, but you got to learn it.
Yeah. But I know people that say, my kids will never have to learn to drive. And it's like, but you still need to overtake it if something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
If like
take control.
If that part fails.
I mean, can you see the pilots up there and the autopilot goes out and they're like, I don't know. What do we do? Which button is what? I don't know.
I didn't learn how to fly.
I just hit autopilot and here we are. I don't think that happens.
I hope not.
No. I'm sorry. I got a little... Listen, when I think about flying, I get anxious.
Oh, for sure.
I do too.
That's why I would rather take a road trip than a...
I saw this. I was scrolling some sort of social media, and this video of an airplane in extreme turbulence came on, and I literally almost puked. I got so sick to my stomach. And I turned it as quick as I could because I was like, oh, this is not going to be good for me, you know, but it's still all that anxiety. Just it's like a huge release of
adrenaline.
Yes, I almost said testosterone, but it is not that. Adrenaline. Yeah. And your blood's just like, blah! Yeah. It's scary.
Very scary.
It is. So, what else you got going on?
What do I got going on?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Nothing.
No?
No.
Fine. What do you got going on?
With what?
With your life.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Just working, trying to get ready for Christmas.
Do you got any good working stories? Here's what I can't believe about your work. Okay, so Pasha drives for DoorDash. Mm-hmm. And so many times she will hand them their food, complete the order, and they will say, we never got our food. And then she has to, like, fight it.
Are you serious?
Because they can deactivate you. It'll lower your rating, and then you won't be able to drive for
them
anymore.
And people are just trying to scam a free meal out of it, but they ruin her driving reputation.
Yeah. People are so crappy right now.
I've won every single one of the disputes.
Okay.
But, I mean, sometimes people will even try it when it's, like, a leave-at-your-door order where you actually take a picture, and they'll try to do it like that. It's like, well, hey, I'm sorry if somebody came by and stole your order before it, but that's not on me. Yeah. I left it exactly where you told me to.
If that really happened where like someone, a neighbor stole their food or something, would they be reimbursed?
It depends because I think if the person has a big history of claiming that they never got their orders, DoorDash will eventually just say you can't order through us anymore.
Good.
But yeah, I mean, like there have been times that I've ordered from a restaurant and like something was missing. Just one thing was missing.
Okay.
And then you just go into the app and indicate that that thing was missing. And you do get your money back right away.
Well, that's good.
But I don't know how they do it. If just one person just randomly says, oh, hey, I didn't get it. I think they would get their money back.
Interesting.
But DoorDash keeps track of that. And a lot of people don't know, too, that DoorDash uses geotagging. And so they can see exactly where we are and how long we're somewhere. And
that's smart.
So, yeah, so a lot of times because when you complete the order, they know exactly where you are. And so they can see, like, hey, they pulled up at, spent this long at this address. I doubt they stole their food if they're spending 4 minutes there dropping it off, you know.
Sometimes when you say DoorDash, I think you're talking about Brooke Shields' fancy jeans.
DoorDash?
Yeah.
Nothing comes between me and my...
Oh, they're Calvin's shit. Yeah. Somebody
had DoorDash, though.
Who had DoorDash?
I don't know.
Nothing comes between me and my Calvin's.
Wasn't she like 12 when she did that?
I think she was very young.
Did you guys watch that special on Hulu on her?
No. Was it good?
Yeah, but it's sad. It just seems like, you know.
I heard she was gay, is she?
Brooke Shields?
Oh. Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Google it. It's like a strong rumor in the commune.
In the commune.
Yeah.
Is Brooke Shields gay?
Gay. I think.
I mean, she's married to a man.
Well, who isn't?
This says Brooke Shields was DoorDash models. DoorDash jeans in bold, body positive. Oh, this is 2022, so I'm assuming she redid it.
Maybe.
New York Post has an article that just on the Google search, it says, butchy side of Brooke tells gay mag women, quote, very attractive.
There you go. Queer.
Oh, here we go. Brooke Shields poses in DoorDash jeans 40 years after Calvin Klein. So she...
Okay, she hopped the fence, so maybe she's bi. She didn't catch that one.
What? Oh, Hop the Fence. So maybe she's... Sorry, yeah, I was reading. I
she
like
did
it.
Calvin's way back when and then Jordache now. Nowadays. You guys, we need to get a special word from our sponsor, if you don't mind, okay?
Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Humongous hot dogs. Try our family pack. It's actually just one hot dog because they're super big, like really large. Humongous hot dogs.
So thank you, Humongous Hot Dogs, for sponsoring us this week. We appreciate your patronage. Patronage?
And your food. I like to just...
I can only eat like an eighth of one because they're so big.
Yeah, but you're supposed to throw it down on the floor and let the family just go to town on it. It's called family style, Humongous Hot Dogs. Come on.
The dogs join in too.
You're not doing that for Christmas. That's not what you're serving, Humongous Hot Dogs.
And now I wish I were. I'm going to change the menu.
You should.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I am serving?
Yeah.
I have a beautiful charcuterie board. And then I'm doing pulled pork sandwiches in the crock pot.
Yum.
Yeah.
Sounds so good.
And then if I ever get to making cookies, there'll be some cookies involved. But I also have coffee now. So people who need a little pick-me-up after dessert will be available.
Oh, so
I've never owned a coffee maker in a long, 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 long time because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I bought one for someone, and then I'm going to use it for Christmas.
I don't drink coffee either, so you didn't have to buy one for me.
You're not coming.
I might now that I heard the guest list.
Oh, no. I mean, you're very much invited because it would be a pleasure to have you there.
I feel like I want to.
But
now.
How many people do we have? Well, let's count them later.
You don't want to use your adding machine?
I forgot about that.
Speaking of Christmas, I mishear lyrics a lot.
Oh, I do all the time too.
Okay, so you know, and I only found this out the other day. When I sang it out loud and someone near me said, "What did you just say? Those aren't the words." So the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, the end of the first
Rockin' verse, around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Up. No, the end of the... Okay. So it's let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. That's not what I thought they said.
What?
What I thought they said was... Later we'll have some fucking pie and we'll do some caroling.
That's how I'm singing it.
Bro. I have. Next time you listen to that song, you will never be able to unhear it. It sounds like they're saying, "Later we'll have some fucking pie." Those are the lyrics. I have been at 45 years. 45 years.
How many years?
I love 45.
It. Thank you.
I'm kind of losing my voice, so I can't really do it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that is so funny to me.
That is funny.
Later we'll have some fucking pie and we'll do some caroling.
That's funny because I thought I'm not Olivia.
And I was like, what do you mean those aren't the words? She's like, you think they swear in a Christmas
song? In the 1940s?
Why wouldn't they be bleeping it?
Yeah, they're very progressive.
Let's turn on Cool 108 and sing the fucking pie song.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Oh, in
so
Home funny. Alone, you know, when... Yeah. Remember the scene where he's trying to, like, convince the people that he... The robbers that he's having, like, a big old party in the house. Yeah. And he's like...
Later I'll have some fucking pie. And
I'm like, wow. My grandparents are letting me watch this as a child and they swear.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
I love it.
Ladies, we got to wrap her up.
All right.
Bye.
Where do they find us? Big Labs Pod?
Yes, at Big Labs Pod on most things.
Okay. And biglabspod.com?
You got the website. So I'm throwing that part back to you.
That might be our website. Go look for it, y'all.
Try
you might
it,
find
you
us.
Know, Google us, whatever. And well, Julie Bain is at Julie Bain.
At the Maniac.
At the...
at the Maniac on almost everything.
I'm Extreme Maggie. You are Kamami, K-A-M-A-M underscore I... on TikTok.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you guys next time. Oh, let me do that math while we're leaving.
Uh-huh.
14, 70.
What are you adding up?
How many guests will have at Christmas?
How many people will be walking, rocking around the...
17.
I just threw that out.
Drinking that pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I mean, eating that fucking pie. All right.